Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Woo! I'm starting to get some cooler weather, man. That's a blessing after such a sweltering summer. Needless to say, it is still hot, but hey, thank God that we are getting some breeze coming through the central region of the Lone Star State. Yes, yes, I know. The have and have-nots are coming on as we speak, but hey, that's what DVR is for. Can never not talk about football, but of course, I'll be tuning in immediately after this show concludes. But again, hey, we're back alive on the air. Always talking about football recruiting here in the Central Texas area. I want to encourage the prospects out there to make sure that you stay on top of your books. Get those books hard. Don't get lazy during football season. It's very, very easy to get lazy when you're playing those games on Friday night, having practice each and every day. I know your body's tired. You're colliding with people every day in practice, games, et cetera, but you still have to study. That's the reason that it's called being a student athlete. You still have to study. So eliminate whatever excuses that you may have for those of you who make excuses. Eliminate the excuses because it still has to be done. Keep that in mind. Also, you seniors, if you have not done so already, get registered with the NCAA. Okay, get registered with the NCAA. Take the SATs and ACTs if you need to either improve on your score or if you just need to take the test. All right, go ahead, take the test, get it out the way because, again, you can't play football at a four-year institution if you do not take the SAT and ACT. Again, you cannot play football at a four-year institution as a freshman if you do not take the SAT and ACT. So continue to work hard. And for your underclassmen, again, go ahead and start getting prepared to at least register for your test. Well, tonight we have a very special guest, a Syntex standout, a guy that has been under the radar, but needless to say, a true baller on the field. Young man, good student in the classroom as well. Defensive back prospect from Yeoman country, the Cameron Yeoman, that is. Young man by the name of Johnny Alexander. Okay, again, he's starting to see me off big already. He's a guy that definitely is making a name for himself early on in this young season. So, again, this gentleman, we're going to do our best to make sure that we provide him with exposure by coming onto our show, just as we do for any other prospect. And he's definitely an interesting individual to learn things about. All right. For those of you all out there that have not gotten the magazine, remember our Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, the summer version is still out, the summer version covering the Brazos Valley, the heart of Texas, and also the Hill Country areas. Make sure you get your copy. You still have them available, just go on our website, tascoutingscoop.com, and click on Scouting Magazine. We're also going to be going to the digital format, so we're still trying to work on getting those things accomplished so you'll be able to download them to your smartphones, iPad, tablets, etc. So again, that's the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine that can be ordered only from our website, tascoutingscoop.com. Also, immediately after this broadcast, go to syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com to be able to see Johnny Alexander's profile, and also to be a listen to this radio show again in its entirety as many times as you'd like. Follow us on Twitter at TA Skyline Scoop, at TA Skyline Scoop, with the popular hashtags of Syntex Football and Football Recruiting. Anytime you see one of those hashtags, best believe TA Skyline Scoop is associated with sending out tweets. Remember, for any of you prospective advertisers out there, any of you prospective advertisers, make sure if you're interested in advertising, either on our blog site, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting, or on the radio show that you're currently listening to, we definitely welcome you with open arms, and feel free to send us an email, tascoutandscoop@gmail.com, tascoutandscoop@gmail.com, or reach out to us on social media, and we'll definitely assist you with the information involving our various advertising packages. So again, if you're a Central Texas area business or a business out there that just wants to be even more well-known, well, we can help you further your further building your brand by advertising within three of our various media areas. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and speak to our very special guest this evening, Mr. Johnny Alexander. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. Folks, if you're a person that likes to do presentations or want to get into public speaking and you're constantly trying to build those skills, believe me, make sure you contact your local Toastmasters Club. It works wonders. I myself was the person that joined Toastmasters some years back, and believe me, it has worked wonders for me. And believe me, if it can help me, it can help anyone out there. So again, join your local Toastmasters Club whenever you have a chance. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome to our show a young man who's definitely building on his brand name as a member of the Cameron Yeoman, a force to be reckoned with. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Alexander. Johnny, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right, Johnny, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show tonight, taking time away from your busy schedule as a student athlete, because I know, again, there are many other things you could be doing, but you decided to join us instead, and I definitely thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get on with the show here. You attend Cameron Yeo High School in the Brazos Valley area that has won 3 consecutive state titles. What does it mean to you to be a Cameron Yeoman?
Well, it means a lot because, like, everybody around here supports you.
Okay. Everybody around here supports you, and what else? Because I know you got more than that as far as having Yeoman pride.
Okay. All right.
Well, young man, very, very humble. He does a lot of his talking on the field, so we're going to go ahead and continue to keep going. I should say he does a lot of talking by his play on the field, but we're going to go ahead and keep the show rolling. All right, Johnny, now, you guys, you just lost a tough game to China Spring. Woo, tough game. I heard it was like one of the most exciting games here in Central Texas. What are the goals of the Yeomen for this season? And do you guys think y'all can bounce back from such a loss?
We just want to take it one game at a time. Like, yeah, we'll bounce back.
Bounce back. So you guys not gonna let this not let this loss stop you guys from proceeding further?
No, it was just to see where we was at.
Okay. All right then, okay. So did they catch you guys with your heels against the wall or what? It was just one of you guys' best night?
We just made a lot of mistakes and that's it really.
No. Okay. Okay, now let me ask you this. The Yeoman always has talent. So is there anyone else on your team that you'd like to make mention of for all the listeners out there, especially for any college scouts?
I want to say the whole team.
The whole team. Okay. Okay, one beat, one sound. Okay. All right, the whole team. So, folks, you heard what Mr. Alexander just said just now. The whole team. Believe me, if you ever been to a Cameron football game, you know you are sitting underneath those Friday night lights because the city, the whole town comes out to support these young men because they're going to put on a show for you. Okay, so get out your clipboard for those of you all out there that is trying to see who is doing what for the Yeoman. Get out your clipboard because just like Johnny said, the whole team is worth watching. But again, you don't have just one individual. Now, let me ask you this, Johnny. Were you on the state championship? Were you on the state championship team, like at least the last 2 years, or what?
I was on it last year. That's it.
Last year, okay. All right. And do you have your ring?
Yeah, I got three of them.
You got three of them. All right, man. Folks, three championship rings, man. I mean, I don't want you to harp on the past, but man, how does that feel, man? I mean, going up there to Jerry's World, as we call it here in the state of Texas, to go up there and get that crown 3 years in a row.
So real good. Like real good.
Okay, real good. All right, and believe me, there are a lot of other teams out there that would like to have that same type of feeling come December of 2015, late December of 2015, that is. We're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and continue on with our conversation with Johnny Alexander from Cameron. Yo, so stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robertsonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas, but they do work statewide. They do work statewide, so make sure you check out the Robertson Law Firm if you are in need of any legal counseling, legal consulting, etc. Check them out, and they can help work big things for you in the legal process. All right, we're back. Johnny Alexander, Cameron Yo. All right, Johnny, let's talk some more football here. Well, actually, let's take a step outside the football field. What is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you personally?
Right now, it's a 3.1, but it's going to get better. And academics, it's very important to me.
Okay. All right. 3.1. So that means this is a young man that likes to take the classroom seriously. Okay? You guys heard me at the beginning of the show constantly reminding all of y'all out there to not get lazy in the classroom.
as you can see, he's pretty upbeat, thinking that he's not trying to graduate high school with 3.1. He's trying to graduate with something higher. So, of course, he's not going to be lazy off the field as it relates to getting those school books. Now, as a football prospect, you play defensive back, safety, outside linebacker, et cetera. What is your height, weight, and what is your fastest hand time in the 40?
I'm 5'9", 157 pounds, and my fastest was 4.5.
All right. Folks, this guy, believe me, don't be fooled by the size, okay? 5'9", 157, people be thinking like, oh, okay, he's not too big of a kid, but believe me, he plays big on the field. Guy's very, very smart, and we're going to talk more about his skills as a defensive back here. So what do you feel are the things that you're very good at when playing DB?
I think I can tackle good.
Okay. All right, so you're not afraid of coming down in the box and taking on guys that are bigger than you?
No.
All right. He ain't scared, folks. He ain't scared. And believe me, if you are a true safety, you have to come up and run support big, heavy, and often. So, again, make sure that you watch this young man play their safety position. Now, what about the passing game? Do you feel you're pretty good at that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, because, you know, at our combine in the summer, granted, you were in a T-shirt and shorts, but you picked off like four passes, you know, when you guys did one-on-ones. I remember when Coach Ross, one of our scouts and guys that was working the defensive back position over there, he was just like, man, this kid Alexander, man, he was the best DB I saw out there that day. So definitely a guy that can cover the field. Now, what do you feel you need to improve on? Because, you know, there's no such thing as the perfect football player, so what do you feel you need to improve on?
My quickness and my strength.
Okay, quickness and strength. It's good that you pointed those things out because a lot of guys, you know, wouldn't say those things. True enough, you get to the ball fast, but you're definitely athletic enough to, at least from what I saw, you look to be athletic enough to play corner. Are you opposed to playing cornerback at the college level if you need it there?
I'll do it.
Okay, you'll do it. All right, folks. That's Johnny Alexander, the young man. A few words, but he shows you a lot in his game underneath those Friday night lights. We're gonna take another short commercial break, and we're gonna come back and continue talking with Mr. J.A. That's Johnny Alexander from Cameron Yoke. Stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sand City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, this is Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon, located in Killeen, Texas, on Stan Slute, and Ms. D and the crew over there, always looking at people, always having the people looking even more beautiful than they were prior to receiving services from them. Johnny Alexander, Cameron Yoke High School, 2016 DB prospect. Johnny, you attend a Class 3A school, which is basically old school 2A from the old 5A school format. But we're dealing with the 6A format now, so you guys, of course, have graduated up to Class 3A, or automatically graduate up to Class 3A. So, man, what's your response when people out there feel that you guys are only good because you play at a small school?
We don't have to say nothing tomorrow. We just play.
Let's just play, okay. All right, again, the man, a few words that, again, folks, I'm serious. This guy does a lot of his talking on the field with this level of play. So, again, just come out and watch these guys, and you'll see exactly what it means. Remember, Barry Sanders was a guy that didn't really talk much as well, and you see where he ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, do you play any other sports, and if so, which one?
I play basketball.
You play basketball? Okay. What position they got you out there?
I play point guard, shooting guard.
Okay, so you can handle that pill then, huh?
Yeah, a little
okay.
bit.
Are you ambidextrous? Ambidextrous means you can use both hands when you dribble?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I'm about to say, now, if you're a true guard out there now and you can't handle that pill effectively, then, you know, it's going to be kind of hard for you to be a legit ball player on the basketball court. But I do know that football is just – and I don't know. I've never seen you hoop, but maybe you're killing it out there. But that's good to know, though. Do you feel basketball helps you in any way on the football field?
It helps me with conditioning, like stay in shape and stuff.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as going to college, when we talk about academics, what do you feel you want to study when you get to college?
Education. I want to be a coach.
You want to be a coach? Okay. All right, then. All right. Hey, man, that's a field of study where good people or people that are good at what they do are always needed. So, again, just like how you guys have good coaches there at Cameron, that's keeping you guys bringing back those trophies every December. Hey, there are other schools out there that need you as well. Maybe you may come back coach with Cameron. Maybe you may coach somewhere else in Central Texas. Maybe you may be a college coach. Maybe you may be an NFL coach. But all I can say is be the best coach you can be, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, how's recruiting going? Do you have any offers yet?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll say this, Johnny. Keep your film regularly updated. Okay. Keep balling out on the field at the safety position, getting to the ball very fast. That means making tackles at, around, or behind the line of scrimmage without having to blitz. Okay. Being able to read and react, being able to catch the ball at its highest point routinely, doing all those things, just constantly selling out on the field. Those are the things that get you, that constantly get college coaches interested in you. But you have to keep your film updated regularly online where everybody can see it. So if you do those things, man, in addition to making those grades, good grades and good test scores, hey, you'll be going to school somewhere come that first Wednesday of February, okay?
All right.
All right. Also, last but not least, do you have – I know you're a man of a few words, a young man of a few words, but do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to – let us all out here know about you and your yeoman teammates?
No,
okay. All right, well, folks, go out and watch the Cameron Yeoman. Believe me, they are trying to bounce back after a close game, close and exciting game for many of us football fans here in Central Texas. But they're trying to bounce back and take it week by week and hopefully end up with another state championship trophy, making it 4 years in a row. But again, as Johnny's saying, they're not trying to get caught looking ahead. They want to just play ball. All right, Johnny. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Not a problem. Folks, again, remember that name, Johnny Alexander, number 35. Number 35 for the Cameron Yeoman. Check him out. Check out his teammates because, again, the whole team is balling underneath those Friday night lights. Remember, prospective advertisements, if you like to advertise either on our website, our blog site, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, in our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting, or also on the radio show that you're listening to, make sure you reach out to us either via email, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, or on social media, at thscoutandscoop on Twitter, TA's Syntex Football Prospects, on Facebook. Make sure you reach out to us so we can continue to not only further build your brand, but continue to further provide these student-athletes exposure because these young men definitely want to go off to college and do special things in their professional lives. All right, well, that's the TA. We're going to go ahead and sign off this evening. You guys be blessed out there. Be careful. Conduct yourselves well at these Friday night games. Be safe out there. And always remember,
where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas. Be blessed.